Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday evening, November 6, 2025, and we have a great mix of environmental and energy headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Lion eMobility partners with Castrol to pioneer direct battery cooling for next-generation PHEV and EV battery systems. Lion eMobility AG has partnered with Castrol to develop a cutting-edge battery module for high-performance EV applications. This new module combines Lion Smart's direct battery cooling innovation with Castrol's advanced thermal fluids expertise. The goal is to enhance battery thermal management for passenger cars, trucks, and battery energy storage systems worldwide. The innovative design features a modular structure for improved temperature distribution and a single-cell fuse for enhanced safety. This collaboration highlights Castrol's focus on direct battery cooling technologies and battery fluid innovation. The partnership was showcased at the recent Battery Show Europe, demonstrating the potential to enhance PHEV performance through more efficient cooling and thermal balance. Mining news breaks. Ovintiv NV, OVV, to acquire NuVista Energy, NVA, in $3.8 billion transaction, expanding core Alberta Montney footprint. Ovintiv Inc. has announced its acquisition of NuVista Energy Ltd. in a $3.8 billion transaction, expanding its core Alberta Montney footprint. The deal, valued at approximately $2.7 billion, will bring in 140,000 net acres and 100,000 barrels of oil equivalent per day in Alberta's Montney formation. Ovintiv expects the acquisition to contribute 930 total net well locations, $100 million in annual synergies, and immediate non-GAAP free cash flow accretion of about 10%. President and CEO Brendan McCracken highlighted NuVista's strong well performance, strategic infrastructure, and gas diversification as key benefits. Ovintiv plans to fund the cash portion through existing liquidity and a term loan, temporarily pausing share buybacks for 2 quarters while maintaining its base dividend.
Safe and Green Holdings Corp., SGBX, sees expanding energy demand a key factor in America's push for energy independence. Safe and Green Holdings Corp., SGBX, is focusing on American energy independence through its subsidiary, Olenox Corp., amid the increasing energy demand driven by AI-driven data centers. By revitalizing neglected oil and gas wells, Olenox aims to reduce environmental impact and increase supply. Through collaboration with MockFu, real-time monitoring and automation are used to optimize field efficiency. With a vertically integrated model, Safe and Green Holdings is positioned to support America's energy needs in the face of rising electricity demand from AI, cloud computing, and advanced manufacturing. To learn more about SGBX, visit the company's newsroom. Isaiah Thomas marks historic milestone, first NBA player with majority control of a public company. Isaiah Thomas has made history by becoming the first NBA player to acquire majority control of a publicly traded company. Leading the industrial turnaround of One World Products, now Isaiah Enterprises, Thomas aims to achieve break-even profitability by December 2025. Through the acquisition of EcoBioplastics Midland, Isaiah Enterprises focuses on renewable feedstocks like industrial hemp, soy, and paper cellulose for automotive and food service packaging. With a patented process for hemp fibers, the company is poised to revolutionize automotive components and packaging materials. Isaiah Enterprises has expanded through partnerships with industry leaders like FlexNGate and Orbis Corporation, tapping into the growing market for biocomposites and sustainable packaging solutions. Isaiah's vision of ownership and sustainability is driving the company towards a future national exchange listing, with plans to optimize production through AI-driven analytics and expand manufacturing in Michigan. Isaiah Enterprises is on track to achieve break-even by December 2025, setting a new standard for sustainable profitability in U.S. manufacturing. Mining news breaks. Max Power Mining, CSE, OTC, MaxXF, Frankfurt 89N, appoints energy leader Tom Kiszczuk to board of directors. Max Power Mining has appointed Tom Kiszczuk, executive director of the Global Institute for Energy, Minerals, and Society, to its board of directors. With over 30 years of experience in technology integration and energy systems, Kiszczuk's expertise will be crucial as Max Power advances its natural hydrogen discovery program. The company holds a dominant land position in the natural hydrogen sector and is set to commence drilling in Q4 2025. Max Power also focuses on critical minerals, highlighted by a diamond drilling discovery at the Wilcox Playa Lithium Project. For more information, visit Max Power's newsroom. Mining Newswire is a platform specializing in global mining and resources sectors, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions.
Renewable energy surpluses are soon becoming history. The era of wasting surplus renewable energy is coming to an end as explosive electricity demand growth makes it unaffordable luxury. Companies like Greenwave Technology Solutions, Inc. are demanding more renewable energy for their operations, driving the need for efficient energy storage systems. Green Energy Stocks, a specialized communications platform, focuses on companies shaping the green economy, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions to reach a wide audience of investors, influencers, consumers, journalists, and the general public.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.